Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. E-cigarette retailers could soon come under Delaware's sin tax system for the first time as the state faces a projected $386 million budget shortfall. But vape shop owners fear such a move could significantly cut their profits or put them out of business entirely. Delaware Public Media political reporter James Dawson has more.
That flavor is not as strong as like as a sweet flavor as I expected it to be. So can I try that jackfruit one?
Yeah, man.
The walls of Delaware Vapor are lined with hundreds of bottles of e-juice, liquid nicotine, and any flavor you can imagine that you pour into a handheld machine.
They all just do the same thing. It applies heat through a metal coil and then applies that heat to a saturated wick, and that produces your vapor.
That's Brendan Stiles, the store's operations manager. Governor John Carney's proposed budget would add all e-juice under the tax code, charging retailers a 30% wholesale fee. As it's currently proposed, Stiles says 30% is far too high to suddenly drop on business owners, but he says he and others are willing to chip in.
With a good definition, 15% is totally doable. I don't think we'd even have to, you know, get excited about that. It would just be doing our part, you know. I mean, look at this budget deficit. We understand.
Stiles notes the 30% tax wouldn't shut down either his Claymont or Newark locations, but it would significantly affect his profit margins. For the past decade, e-cigarettes have been propelled from their early beginnings as a niche subculture to commanding $8 billion worth of global trade in 2015. It's projected to grow to more than $27 billion worldwide by 2022, and states, including Delaware, have been looking to tax the fledgling industry. State Representative Deborah Heffernan, who's been one of the main drivers behind recent vaping regulations, says there has to be some kind of tax on these products.
In some ways, like, there should be more equity with cigarettes so that kids are not attracted to buying the lower-priced other tobacco products.
Heffernan says she and others are looking into other alternatives and may not ultimately settle on a wholesale tax, but she wouldn't elaborate on possible options. Stiles, the vape store owner, says his fear is that Delaware will adopt a tax policy similar to one in Pennsylvania enacted in 2016. About 140 vape shops have closed since the Keystone State implemented a 40% wholesale tax in October. That's according to Charles Huff, president of the Pennsylvania Vape Association. They also levied a one-time 40% fee on all existing inventory. Huff says the results have been devastating for his industry.
Most of the shops that I personally have talked to have indicated a reduction in sales somewhere between 40 and 50%. And many of those shops have had to lay off staff.
He and other pro-vape advocates have picketed the Harrisburg Capitol building since the law went into effect. Instead, they want a flat tax on the volume of e-liquid stores buy. Huff's warning to Delaware officials is that such a heavy-handed wholesale approach may not help them fill the projected $386 million budget gap as much as they think.
You're either going to kill the industry or you're going to severely cripple it, and you're not going to get the money that you projected that you would get at 30%.
State officials say a 30% tax on e-cigarettes would raise about $200,000 next fiscal year, doubling in 2019. Carney's plan would also hike Delaware's cigarette tax by $1 per pack and include all other tobacco products like snuff and chewing tobacco under the same 30% wholesale fee. Combined, the state would take in an extra $16 million annually. No bill has been introduced so far, and until then, Brendan Stiles from Delaware Vapor says he's anxiously awaiting a fleshed-out proposal.
We are a part of the community. We already are. And we want to be, you know, we want to do our part and help, you know, the state out in any way we can, you know. But we just want to make sure that if there's going to be a tax on something that's clearly trying to help people, it's a reasonable tax.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, James. And The Green continues in just a moment with a look at what's causing the first-aid housing market to heat up this spring. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.